give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Asseblief. Now, I missed the Kavi's session last week because I was on leave. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from him today. Gents that are on our live right now on Instagram, gents that are listening to us right now, let's understand what our resident mental health activists, for men, for me and you as gents, have to tell us today. Abri Kavi, far it weg, my bra.
Good morning, good morning. Goeiemôre, Fresh FM family. Good morning to the Fresh Breakfast family. Good morning to my two favorite people on radio. We missed you last week. Chikwan and NSK Kumora. Yeah, let's get to see you guys back in full swing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is Wednesday. It is time for my gents. It's time for the gents to huddle up so we can talk us. And that only means K Goodness is on your radio.
My man.
Again, we saw the news or the articles that are out there saying Namibia has become number one in suicide. And with the population that we have, a population of only 3 million, to be number one in the continent of Africa is shocking. It's heartbreaking. It's gut-wrenching. And today, you know what? I am, and I'm not taking a jibe or a shot at anyone. But the truth is, I am well and truly concerned about how much we are doing. How much are we really doing? I know I asked this question last time when I rant about this, but here's the thing. I've seen so many people go out and post about men, what can we do? What can we address this suicide issue? So many posts going out, so many people being sorrowful about it. And the question I ask is, yes, are we beyond posting for clout, beyond posting because it's something that's relevant and everybody's posting about it? What are we actually doing? And I'm not talking about getting up and running social media places dedicated to men and becoming a media, a mental health activist like the Kavis of this world. Mental health advocate that like the Kavis of this world and so on. I'm talking about something simple. You can get up and post this on social media, but how often do you check up on the people in your life? How often do you check up on the men in your life? How often are you going and saying, let me help make your life easier as a man in my life or as a person in my life, right? So let's stop posting for clout. And I'm not saying people are posting for clout, but it just seems like that because that's all you see. You see people post and then from there, there's absolutely nothing that goes on and that happens. So my statement is, let us, it doesn't have to be grandeur. It doesn't have to be these grandeur gestures and you know, you going crazy on social media, going crazy, going out of your way, going out of your purpose to help people with suicide or to help men especially, because 85% of that number of suicides are men, you know, to help men specifically to become, to have better spaces to talk about. I'm just saying, every small gesture we can do, an act of kindness to a security guard who's on the verge of committing suicide could be the reason he tries again tomorrow, right? So an act of kindness to a cashier, to the car vendor, to anybody that you encounter could be the reason why that person tries for another day. But we are not doing that. Let's just be more kind. Let's be more considerate. Let us go out there and purposefully ask people how they're doing and purposefully listen. Even if we can't change anything, just that being heard. The biggest thing that a lot of us want is to be understood and to be heard and to feel like somebody understands. We are after validation. We are after acceptance. Somewhere, somehow, we need to feel that. And you can be that difference. Yes, I appreciate the post to raise awareness, but I think we as individuals can do more than just post on social media. We can, like I said, just extend more kindness. When was the last time you genuinely asked somebody in your life, a man in your life, how they were doing and actually listened without judgment, without having to convict them, without having to take them on a guilt trip? When last did you go and do something that alleviated the stress and pressure on a man in your life? And I'm not just talking to women, I'm talking to men. I'm like, when last did you check in on a brother? When last did you help a brother alleviate some kind of stress in his life? When last did you make a brother feel validated and appreciated? So, again, there's so much more we can do. And it starts at home, man. I know charity starts at home. That's, you know, it's one of my favorite sayings. And it's one of the things I do. If I look at the mentorship group I've been, I've taken in two of my nephews this day. They're living in my house because I saw the path they were going on and I saw I could help. So start with the people in your immediate surroundings before it is too late. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Kavi. You know what, Nashekwan? It's almost as if Kavi read my mind.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he read my mind because, you know, I almost want to puke with anger every time I see those posts. Man, please speak up. Man, please share your feelings. Man, on socials now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like, oh my goodness.
Wait, why does it frustrate you so
much? It frustrates me because it's lies, it's nonsense.
Why?
It's not genuine. It's to look cool in the moment. It's to express and be in the moment because everyone is talking about it. And then tomorrow it's move on. That's what it is. It's very frustrating. You know what I mean? And it's like look at the Rashiyama thing.
Mm.
For instance, it's in the moment. Everyone is trying to share a picture of him. Everybody's trying to share a last message that he had with him. And what? But what did you do? Did you ask him, are you fine? Did you ask him, how do you need help on a tangible manner?
Mm.
And did you help?
Mm-mm.
It's very frustrating, man. And you can almost smell it when someone is posting for clout. You can smell it. You can see it for what it is. And it's very frustrating for me.
Okay,
so I'm sorry for losing, but it's fine. Very, very frustrating. I promise you.
Okay, so another perspective, right, that we can take. Could it be like, you know how life is lifing for everyone, right?
Okay.
And I'm not trying to, this is not in any way me trying to invalidate what you and Kavi are saying right now. You know how life is lifing for everyone? It's like, when I'm drowning, I'm drowning so much that I don't even know how to get up for air for myself enough to help the next person. But it also doesn't mean that I don't care. Mm. It could just be that season of my life, right?
Mm.
But then also maybe with people posting on socials, partner, it's also them trying their best with the platforms that they have, with the contacts that they have, the friends that they have on their platforms, to also just see that, you know what? We just unfortunately lost someone, right? And I don't want it to be you. So let me add my voice so that I also show you in me posting and saying that, man, please speak up. Man, please reach out for help. Man, please. Maybe it's also a way of me just assuring you that I might not know what you're going through right now. Maybe because you haven't shared with me. Maybe we haven't spoken in a while. But I care enough about mental health pertaining to men. And I care enough about you. And I will create that safe space for you.
I get that. I really do. But what if I tell you right now? Mm-hmm. I've seen people,
mm-hmm.
right, who I know. I know their lives.
Yeah.
I know they care about nothing but themselves. That are posting and saying, help. If you seek help, come talk. If you need a shoulder to cry on. Like, why are you lying? I know you. I know your life. But you're on socials and you are lying.
Yeah.
Saying, but you don't even care about the man in your family. You don't even care about the man in your immediate space. You don't even care. And I say men because we're on a men's segment right now. Mm-hmm. And because the majority of the states are saying men are the ones that are committing suicide. Yeah.
So what do you need?
Start with your immediate. Stop lying. Stop with your immediate. Stop chasing cloud. Start with your immediate. You know yourself. Shekwan Vunduk and Namibia is very small.
Mm.
We know each other's things. And then you see this person posting as if, oh my word, they are so concerned. Machelich!
Okay.
It's very frustrating.
Mm.
But you know what? It's fine. We can take this conversation to on another day.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that. Thank you so much, Kavi.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Kavi.
Kavi touched the nerve because it's something that, honestly speaking, I've been thinking about. I've been seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, in my private, I speak to the love of my life. I'm like, it's a kikiri praka. Okay, it's a kikiri cheri. But she would even be like, this is the girl that you told me. I'm like, yes. And it's like, huh.
But partner,
cloud is
also
a funny thing, I promise you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand that. But also, let's... Yeah, it's okay. Because then he's going to say, yeah, then Shaquan is saying, extend grace, give grace. Because he says that all the time, because I say it all the time. But partner, your feelings are valid, ne?
Yeah.
Your feelings are valid, so we hear you and Kavi, all right? And I hope that the ladies or gents, just whoever's listening, that we've taken note, and we're going to try to do better and just be sincere.
At least start with your immediate.
Yeah, yeah. But being sincere with our immediate.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. 901, apologies for the late start to the news and our ads.
It's just a minute, killer.
Yeah, it's going to be after 9. Stick around.
Finally. That's all there is. Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.